Already. Ryan's got his apple. I see Commissioner Ryan has his apple, so he's ready now.
That's right. Okay. Good afternoon, everybody. This is the Thursday, December 10th meeting of the Portland City Council. Keelan, please call the roll.
Good afternoon, Madam President. Udaly, Fritz?
Here.
Ryan?
Here.
Hardesty?
Here.
Wheeler?
Thank you. Under Portland City Code and state law, the City Council is holding this meeting electronically. All members of Council are attending remotely by video and teleconference, and the City has made several avenues available to the public to listen to the audio broadcast of this meeting. The meeting is available to the public on the City's YouTube channel, eGov, PDX, www.portlandoregon.gov, and Channel 30. The public can also provide written testimony to council by emailing the council clerk at cctestimony@portlandoregon.gov. The council is taking these steps as a result of COVID-19 pandemic and the need to limit in-person contact and promote physical distancing. The pandemic is an emergency that threatens the public health, safety, and welfare, which requires us to meet remotely by electronic communications. Thank you all for your patience, flexibility, and understanding as we manage through this difficult situation to do the city's business. We don't need the rules of decorum because there's no public testimony and no communications or testimony today. So, Keelan, would you please read the first item, which is 981, which will be moved, but we need to read the title.
Consider appeal of the Pearl Neighbors for Integrity and Design against the Design Commission's decision to approve, with conditions, Hyatt Place, a 23-story mixed-use building at 350 Northwest 12th Avenue in the Pearl Subdistrict of the Central City Plan District, LU19-145295DZ.
Thank you. This item is continued until January 14th, 2021 at 2 p.m. time certain. Please read the title for 982.
Adopt the River Plan South Reach, amend the comprehensive plan and comprehensive plan map, the Willamette Greenway Plan, Title 33, and the zoning map. Repeal the McAdam Corridor Design Guidelines and adopt the Willamette River Greenway Inventory and the Central City Natural and Scenic Inventories as supporting documents.
Thank you. So today we are back to talk about the River Plan South Reach and the Willamette Greenway Inventory. Commissioner Hardesty.
Thank you, Madam Chairwoman. Madam President, yeah, I forgot my legislative bodies, forgive me, Madam President. Thank you, Madam President. Colleagues, as you will recall, we held a public hearing on the River Plan / South Reach and the Willamette River Greenway Inventory on November 4th. Then on December 2nd, we discussed two amendments and opened the record for written testimony on those amendments. I will turn it over to the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability staff to walk us through the agenda for the day, provide a summary of the testimony received, and an overview of the amendments that were moved and seconded last time, and any other items of importance. Please take it away, Sally Edmonds.
Hello, good afternoon. Thank you very much. Sally Edmonds from the Bureau of Planning and Sustainability. Happy to be here again today. In the Zoom room with me today is Jeff Cottle, Cassie Ballou, and a variety of other city staff should questions arise that they would be best suited to answer. And then also Josh Muhalam, who is a manager with the Oregon State Marine Board. So he's here if you have a question for the Marine Board. Our plan today is to provide you with an overview of the testimony and then begin to work through the amendments. Next slide, please, Jeff. Thank you, Jeff, for sharing the screen. So, as you recall, on December 2nd, you proposed a few amendments to the River Plan South Reach and decided to allow for written testimony until 8 a.m. on Monday, December 7th. So we received two pieces of testimony by that deadline. Both are related to action item R11D, which relates to the Oregon State Marine Board. These pieces of testimony are both on our map app. So if anyone from the public would like to read those, they can just go to our map app and you can reach that through the BPS website. So the first piece of testimony was from the Calm Water Coalition. And they are asking that council not remove the action item that was moved and seconded to remove, but rather just change the timeline from an immediate action to a 1 to 5 year action. The second piece of testimony was from the Willamette River Community Coalition, who's asking the city to revisit the recreational portion of the South Reach plan. Next slide, please, Jeff. So that was a testimony we received. And so the items for you today are, there are a few votes. We are hoping that you will amend the McAdam character statement. And that's something that you moved and seconded last time. And then address action item R11D, and then replace the findings with a new set of findings. And all of these items were in your packet that you received on Tuesday. So Commissioner Hardesty, I'd like to turn it back over to you.
I see that I am talking on mute. Thank you, Sally. I appreciate your very concise update of where we are. Commissioner Fritz, I would like to start by calling a vote on the amendments to the McAdam Charter Statement that were moved and seconded on December 2nd. These amendments are contained in Attachment 1 to the Tuesday memo.
Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. Is there any discussion? Not hearing any. Keelan, please call the roll.
Ryan?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. Thank you. Commissioner Hardesty, another amendment?
Thank you. Thank you, Commissioner Fritz. Yes. Yes. On December 2nd, the mayor made a motion that I second to delete action item R11D. And it's in volume one, part two, page 394 of the plan. After further consideration, the mayor and I think a better course is to substitute Mayor Wheeler's motion with the following motion. I move to replace the existing action R11D with a new proposed action that reads, R11D, the City of Portland will monitor the implementation of the Oregon State Marines rules for the South Reach, participate in the board's evaluation process, and report to the City Council in 2024 with recommendations, if any, for further actions. The lead will be BPS. They will be assisted by the Bureau of Planning and Sustain. They'll be assisted by the Bureau of PPR, BES, Fire, and PBOT. And the timeline is 1 to 5 years.
I am happy to second that motion. Is there any discussion? Keelan, please call the roll on the motion to substitute Commissioner Hardy's motion for Mayor Wheeler's.
Ryan?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
Aye. And now we will vote on the substance of Commissioner Hardesty's motion to replace the existing action R11D with a new proposed action. Any discussion? Please call the roll.
Excuse me, Commissioner Fritz?
Yes, Sally.
Could we just add the Oregon State Marine Board as a partner on that action?
Any objection to adding the Oregon State Marine Board. Seeing none, I believe we can add that. Or do we need to vote on that, Lindley?
If you have it treated as a friendly amendment and your seconder is nodding, you're good.
It is a friendly.
I'm nodding.
I am nodding. We're all nodding. Okay.
Great.
Looks like we're
Thank
good.
You for the catch. Thank you for the catch, Sally. Please call the roll on the motion to replace action item R11D.
Madam President, I want to make sure, did we have a motion and a second to replace?
Yeah.
I know
we did. I moved and Commissioner Fritz seconded.
Okay. Ryan?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
I was really pleased to see this substitute. I was concerned about just deleting the action item with nothing to replace it, and I think this captures what we were all trying to do. So well done, Commissioner Hardesty, and thanks to Mayor Wheeler for working with you. Aye. And back to you, Commissioner Hardesty.
We just voted on the substance. Now I would like to move to replace Exhibit F with the revised findings of fact that was included in Tuesday's memo.
And I'm happy to second unless Commissioner Ryan is feeling left out of this conversation.
He just jumped in. I think he does want to second it.
Yeah,
I second. Great, thank you, Commissioner Ryan. All right, we have a motion and a second to approve a revised Exhibit F. Is there any discussion? Not hearing any, Keelan, please call the roll.
Ryan?
Aye.
Hardesty?
Aye.
Fritz?
I really appreciate that we're dotting all the I's and crossing all the T's, and I would have to say that anybody tuned into Channel 30 may not be entirely enthralled by all this, but we are doing the city's business and doing it correctly. Aye. Thank you, Commissioner Hardesty. Is there anything else for today?
No, Commissioner Fritz, that is it for today. I look forward to our vote next week.
Well, I'm kind of disappointed because I love it when people say, Madam President. It doesn't even have to be me. I'm just really looking forward to the time when that will be for real, and it seems like it may be in sight at this point. So thank you, colleagues, for allowing me to be the Council President this last 6 months. It's been a real joy, and I appreciate being able to help out today. The Council will return on Wednesday, December 16th at 10:45 a.m., time certain, for a second reading of and final vote on this ordinance. And thank you very, very much, everybody, for your diligence and patience and for all the community input. With no further business. Yeah, Commissioner Ryan, did you want to make a statement or anything? Or just
no,
talk
I was
about the weather?
Thank you, Madam President, so you can hear it one more time.
Oh, there we go. Thank you. Very, very nice. Thank you, everybody. We are adjourned.
Well done, Madam President. Bye-bye.
Love it.